Reb Shlomo, it's night in Jerusalem. I'm in my house in Nachlaot, writing to you. Reb Shlomo, at this hour, you would probably be coming home from a show with a few chevre, then go on to learn Chassidus with them in your hotel room all night long. After they leave, you'd pick up your phone, call some of your chevre around the world, who need a good word or some chizik. I just came home from a sheva brachas. We sang your nigunim all night long. I hope you know that the whole world is singing your nigunim today. There were about 100 yeshiva bachas there. Gewalt, how we sang Shifri Kamaim.
Shifri Kamaim Nochach Bnei Hashem Shifri Kamaim Kamaim Liber Nochach Bnei Hashem.
What is your secret, Reb Shlomo? Everybody today is trying to understand you, to imitate you, to study you, to crack all the riddles. There are documentaries, books, festivals. I heard there's even a Broadway show about you. And me? I can see you walking alone on Broadway, late at night after a show, giving out all the money you just made to the homeless of the Upper West Side, with that vest you always wore, and that keep on your holy head, which looked like you bought it in a tourist shop on Ben Yehuda Street. You were like a tourist, searching for lost souls, broken souls. And how did you write such magical songs? You never thought of yourself as a great composer trying to write hits. You were only a vessel connected straight above, connected to the music of the angels. You wanted to open the heart of the world, to bring Jews back home, to bring peace to the world. Once, in the middle of Kabbalat Shabbos at the Kotel, we were dancing like crazy. We saw a man standing on the side, looking at us with suspicion. He had the yarmulke on his head. He was probably a goy at the prayers for the first time, who never imagined Jews playing like us. I admit, I was showing off our joy. After Kabbalat Shabbos, Reb David looked around for a chazan for Ma'ariv. He turned around to that guy and said, "Hey brother, you want a daven?" Wow. It was clear to me that only a Talmud of yours, Reb Shlomo, could say such a thing. You always gave so much cover to everybody. You always wanted to reach beyond, to be beyond, to take us all beyond this world. Reb Shlomo, today you're up there in heaven. We're still finding new songs you wrote. And just as you're still writing new songs up there, no, that we still need you down here to teach us and take us beyond, to see beyond, to give beyond, to love beyond. Love, Aaron.